Verse 25. But give glad tidings to those who believe and do good, that their reward is gardens beneath which rivers flow. Every time they are provided with fruits from there, they say, "Why, this is what we were provided with before." For they are given things similar, and they have their companions pure and holy, and they will dwell there for ever. In this verse, God is revealing pleasant news. O prophet, give the glad tidings to those who have two characteristics. First, they believe in the divine realities, and second, they work righteousness in following their faith. According to the Quran, faith alone is of no use. Rather, it must be combined with action. In this connection, the adjective always used in the Quran is righteous. Righteous action means that which stems from pure belief and faith, in which God Almighty alone matters. That is to say, there is purity in that action, and divine principles and limits are apparent in it. He says to give glad tidings to those who believe and do righteous work, for their reward is gardens beneath which streams are flowing. In the Quran, God generally gives this description of heaven. The atmosphere in heaven is pleasant, with beautiful trees and plants, and streams running elegantly beneath them. Every time those there are given sustenance, they will say that it is what they were provided with previously. But whatever gifts are given to them there will not be the same as those experienced in their former life. This means that the gifts and sustenance of heaven reach them in perfect condition. All are refreshing, beautiful, and do not deteriorate. Among the heavenly gifts, God puts more emphasis on one in particular, which is the gift of companionship and love. The Arabic term azwaj is plural of zauj, and it refers to both men and women. It means match, companion, the like. He says, "They have therein companions, a match for men and a match for women." However, the outstanding specification mentioned as an attribute for heavenly companions is purity, the pure match, soulmate and partner, of a purity which is both inward and outward. Then at the end of the verse he gives a definite promise that the righteous and pious shall abide in heaven for ever.